每个人啊都有理想和追求。
Everybody has their own aspirations and pursuits. We can say that everyone has a dream. Now we are all talking about the Chinese dream. In my opinion, the greatest Chinese dream in modern China is to realize the rejuvenation of our nation.
Xi Jinping led the new Communist Party of China Politburo Standing Committee visiting China's National Museum just days after one of the world's most important leadership transitions in November. The group, led by the newly elected party chief, made a stop to look at a fresco depicting China's history over the past 200 years.
Let us warmly welcome General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Comrade Xi Jinping.
Earlier that week, the new seven-member standing committee made their debut to be introduced to the world at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing following the party's key 18th National Congress.
先生们、朋友们，大家好，让大家久等了，很高兴和各位记者。
It came as somewhat of a surprise to the hundreds of reporters in the room that day was Xi Jinping's informal style. Many in attendance later wrote that his casual demeanor reinforced people's impression of the new party chief as a down-to-the-earth individual.Professor Xie Chun-Tao with the Central Committee's Party School says he hopes Xi Jinping's pragmatic style will rub off on other officials.
Xi Jinping has set a great example. His influence has demonstrated an open spirit, a close-to-the-public work style. Clearly, it has been highly recognized and expected by the public.
In the following weeks, down-to-the-earth language and work style have been reflected in top party documents.The new leadership has rolled out 8 specific rules rejecting extravagance and reducing bureaucracy. The new rules include fewer traffic stoppages for officials' vehicle convoys, shorter and to-the-point government meetings, and less media coverage of officials' activities. New Standing Committee member Liu Yunshan recently told a party session that the implementation of the rules should be constantly scrutinized by the public.Apart from the more pragmatic work style, the new leadership has also adopted a zero-tolerance stance against corruption. Wang Qishan, another new standing committee member and a party's anti-corruption chief, says no single official, even, quote, trustworthy ones, should be exempt from anti-corruption inspections.Few weeks right after the leadership transition, Deputy Party Chief of Sichuan Province Li Chuncheng was removed from the post due to corruption scandals. On top of promoting self-discipline and anti-corruption, the new leaders have also been trying to shape their vision of China's future. During a recent visit to South China's economic powerhouse of Guangdong Province, Party Chief Xi Jinping made it clear that there's no way the leadership will give up the country's reform and opening up policy. This was highlighted in the city of Shenzhen, where Xi Jinping paid tribute to the statue of pioneer reform leader Deng Xiaoping.In fact, most of China's new leaders have experience in governing the country's most economically robust regions, including Zhang Dejiang in Zhejiang, Yu Zhengsheng in Shanghai, and Zhang Gaoli in Tianjin. Vice Premier Li Keqiang had cut his teeth in Hunan and Liaoning before being elevated to the Politburo Standing Committee 5 years ago.
面对事情与国情的深刻变化
Amid the profound changes taking place in our society and our country, only reform and opening up can solve the structural problems that are hindering economic restructuring.
Political insiders are suggesting it's critical for the new leadership to continue with reforms. Robert Hormats, the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy and Environment, is one of them.
There are a number of things that need to be done, and I think China realizes as a result ofits own experience that it needs to rethink some of its reforms for the next 10, 20 years to have a more harmonious, more balanced growth in China, more equitable growth in China.
The transition of power in China in 2012 has not brought about sudden policy shifts or uncertainty that some had been predicting. Instead, the transition has brought with it a pragmatic approach to governance and a determination to keep the country developing through systematic reform. For CRI, I'm Sui.